Aircheckdownloads.com.
Send it to Hallam FM, 900 Harris Road, Sheffield, Essex, 1RH, and we'll see if we can solve that problem for you as soon as is possible. I've got a couple of letters here this morning. The first one says, "Dear Daryl, I know this bloke who stinks to high heaven, but what really surprises me is that he doesn't even know, or maybe he just doesn't care. He gets to work a couple of hours before me and makes the place stink. His onkypits must be really gross. Please help me by sending him an onkypit wiper. Oh, do you do onkypit wipers for cleaning rooms? It normally takes about an hour before the stench clears, and it would be good to fumigate the room if possible. Yours, seriously miffed by onkypit odour." Well, normally, one wipe, the relevant onkypits is enough, and we don't actually do them to fumigate a room. But of course, I'd advise you perhaps pass it around a few people, and maybe if they all have a good wipe, then you should be sorted. Second letter this morning comes from Katie in Mosborough, who writes, "Dear Daryl, isn't this the 20th century? Don't people know about personal hygiene? I got on a bus a week ago and was overcome by the driver's onkypit odour. It was awful, and everybody on the bus knew it. Why aren't onkypit wipers supplied to all bus drivers, because they really are the worst when it comes to onkypit odour? I don't know who he was, but please could you send the bus company an onkypit wiper on my behalf?" Well, thanks for including the name of the company, Katie. I certainly shall. Perhaps advise all their drivers to have a quick wipe before they take the buses out in the morning. If you'd like me to send you an onkypit wiper, please do drop me a line here at Hallam FM, or you could email me, daryl@hallamfm.co.uk, and maybe one day the world will be free from onkypit odour. Okay, it's now 7:15. Should we do a Jim's joke now?
Let's do a Jim's joke
right now, and to mark this special occasion,
it's Jim's joke.
Thank you. So let's dial Big Jim up, who's currently very busy on reception.
Hi there.
Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
It's Jim's joke.
Hey, that's for you, that is.
Oh, very good.
I tell you what, Jim.
Yep.
Not just that, but...
Big Jim, the security machine. His jokes are good and always clean.
Hey, have you got a joke for us this morning, Jim?
I have, yep.
Let's hear your joke.
Well, this woman went to the doctor. She says, "Doctor," she says, "I've got all these flowers growing out of me. Pacet sign, all these beautiful flowers."
Beautiful flowers growing out of her face?
Yes.
Wow.
What is it, Doctor? What is it? He says, "Oh, no need to be worried." He says, "It's just a beauty spot."
It's a beauty spot! Oh, that's fantastic. I tell you what, Jim.
Yep.
It seems a bit silly, really, doesn't it? Because you're only about 10 feet away from me.
That's it.
Put the phone down and come in.
I can't, because if anybody come into the door and that, I've got a seat at the door.
Trevor Jordan's going to come out and watch the door. Come in and see us, Jim.
Okay.
All right, put the phone down and come in and see us.
We want Jim.
By the way, the Sheffield United stickers are still available, but they are going fast, and you need them in your car before Monday to support the team as they go for the final push for the Premiership.
Got a bit of a special track coming up for Blades fans as well.
We got a bit of a Banyard and the Boys remix.
It is indeed.
Fantastic. Put a pair of headphones on, Jim. That's all right, though. But go on, you're okay, you can talk.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, sit yourself down. Put your headphones on. And you got a pair of headphones there for Jim to put on.
Hey.
Hey, Big Jim. Happy birthday.
Hey, we knew it was your birthday, Jim.
It's Big Jim's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jim. The big scary man. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Jim, happy birthday.
Yes, I'm going to have a good time tonight.
I should hope so too.
And by
the way, little Rebecca Gaiman, we were saying yesterday about bringing some sweets for Jim. It's actually his birthday today. And little Rebecca Gaiman came in last night, didn't she?
Yeah, she came in last night with her dad.
What did she give you?
She gave me Smarties.
Some Smarties for Jim! Oh, bless you. Bless your heart, Rebecca. It's nice to know somebody out there cares. Hey, have a good day today, Jim.
I will.
And
Jim, thanks a lot for this anyway.
You're off next week, aren't you? And it's bank holiday, and we're not here on bank holiday Monday, so...
I'm here Monday.
Yeah, I'm not.
It being bank holiday.
Yeah, bank holiday. Oh. We'll see you in a week's time.
Yes.
So enjoy the next week and live it up.
Hallam FM Travel News with Reg Vardy Motor Zone, Penistone Road, Sheffield, the future of used car buying.
Looking good so far this morning.
138-1388.
I'm happy to see you again. Daryl Dennon. Happy because you are my friend. Daryl Dennon. I haven't seen you for a long, long time.
Hey, isn't Anne Widdecombe one gorgeous babe?
I'll say she is. Barry Holmes, a teacher from Rother College, he teaches leisure and recreational management. That's an easy one to write questions on, I can tell you. He'll be on Brainio Zany this morning in 25 minutes time. Barry Holmes, a teacher of leisure and recreational management. But is he brainy or is he zany? Or did we just give up when it came to the questions? Now, the artist still known as Prince turns his hand to music making with tributes to just about every member of the royal family. There's this tribute to his first marriage.
Another one bites the dust.
And a message to Diana.
Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
There's a message to Fergie.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Charles pays homage to the likes of you and me.
I'd hate to live like common people. I'd hate to do whatever common people do. I'd hate to sleep with common people. I'd hate to sleep with common people like you.
Here, Charles, consider his future.
Diana will be split up by the year 2000. Was it be strange when I am on the throne?
And ask the question.
Is Camilla queen?
The new album from the artist still known as Prince, unavailable now.
Somebody.
Yeah. It's Hallam FM, but you knew that anyway. 29 minutes past 7. You might need somebody. George Best, how about that? 51 this week he is. 51. He's well preserved, isn't he? But then most things kept in pure alcohol are.
B&Q Warehouse.
7:31 on Hallam FM. It's going to be a dry day today with plenty of sunshine, but not the warmest of days. The high 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit. Now with the latest news and sport, Paul Walker and Justin Lockwood.
All charges have been dropped against a former Barnsley mayor accused of fiddling benefits.
Sports update with Carling Black Label. In a league of its own.
England have got the Aussies on the hop.
Hallam FM. Travel news with Reg Vardy Trade Centre. Penistone Road. Cars too good to auction.
26 minutes to 8. Good morning, Captain.
Morning, Darryl. Well, generally quite nice blue skies across much of the area this morning. The sun's actually in my eyes as I speak at 2,500 feet. Call the Hallam FM jam line. The number is 0114-2323-232.
Hey, Captain Collins. You may be ginger, but you've got great eyesight.
Mary J. Blige and Love Is All We Need. I used to go out with Mary J. Blige, actually. Only joking. But I had you for a second, didn't I? 21 minutes to 8, good morning. It is today's best music. It is Hallam FM. And, well, it's the big day for the Blades on Monday, and Steve Bagnall was up all night last night preparing a little something to wish the Blades the very best of luck. And as I mentioned yesterday, Anthony Gay has been charged with the task of putting together a tape for the Blades to listen to in their coach as they travel to Wembley on Monday morning. And it is also going to be the top 10 at 10 on Monday, or the top 11 at 10 on Monday morning. Anthony Gay and Simon James live from Wembley between 10 and 2 on Monday, and he'll be playing the music that the team will be listening to as they travel to Wembley. And this, well, this is something from the sports department. Banyard and the boys up all night long putting this mega mix together to cheer on the Blades to success, and we're all behind you, lads.
I think it's one of the most unbelievable feelings when you actually reach the top of the tunnel and the fans can see the two teams coming out. The noise is deafening. It's a very proud moment for manager.
This kind of game's probably bigger than the FA Cup.
We've won, we've got to Wembley.
If we can get there this way, then Mon would look back and say this was the best way to do it.
United, though, coming again here. Great chance, Fjordtoft! Yes! 1-0! Jan Fjordtoft! Sheffield United have got the breakthrough at long last!
This means a lot to the lads. There's a lot at stake, and everything to go for.
Everybody's desperate now because they realise how close it is. 90 minutes it could be to a Premiership place.
Hallam FM. Hallam FM.
I've been in football 40 odd years and Wembley is something special.
Yeah, to play, you know, extra time as well. I mean, you've got to look at the lads and say what a tremendous performance they put on and gave everything for the club.
We want to be playing Liverpool here, we want to play Man United, the big side. You know, we want the profile of the club, not only the players, but the profile of the club will rock it.
People say, you know, when they haven't been there, you know, I'd love to go to Wembley. But I think it's the people who have already sampled it and realise how great an occasion it is that desperately wanted even more again.
The pitch absolutely absolutely exquisite. The sun just dropping, a beautiful golden light on the far side. United attacking here. Cachiro gets beyond his man. It's in from Peter Cachiro. It was over the line. It comes off the underside of the bar, and it's in from the Belarus international, Peter Cachiro, the man for the big occasion. Wembley's just got a little bit closer.
It's just a big, big occasion, and we just feel as though we've got big players that can handle it.
It's a great feeling, a great atmosphere, and certainly a beautiful day out for the supporters, particularly if the result's right at the end of the match.
Bjort off to the byline, pulls it back low. Sedgley clears, back in by Sanford. Target to the far post. Ward, oh, they must score! Yes, it's over! Andy Walker has scored for United! A scrappy goal, it doesn't matter, he scored from 6 inches. It's 2-2!
Wembley, here we come, and let's keep the team going.
This 90 minutes seems like more than 90 minutes, it's a nice
one. A roller coaster adventure through 47 matches before tonight, and they go through by the narrowest possible margin.
They really don't come much bigger, I mean, the prize is so great.
To face the palace.
Beerchecktownloads.com.